Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Everybody, welcome to the Floor Recap with Angie, Tony, and Brad. We are the OG Floor Podcast. We ain't hating, but them others, they imitating, and they ain't as good. Tonight, we have Tim from Season 2, my buddy, Extreme Sports. He's coming on tonight to tell us about Episode 8. Episode 8 was fantastic. Jonathan ate that episode and left no crumbs. So, we're going to break it down. Episode battle by battle, duel by duel, and we're going to get some insight from all of us here at the Floor family and Brad, as always, offering us his ever most objective points of view. So welcome, everybody. Thanks, Tim, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, always fun to have a little mini reunion. And Brad, you know we love you, even though you're kind of an outsider, because without your outside perspective, first of all, one, we wouldn't be having this podcast. And two, you wouldn't be keeping us honest. So we appreciate we hope you're bringing it. And don't hold back.
I'm bringing it. I got a lot to talk about tonight. But one, anytime you tell me Tim's coming on, I get excited. Yeah. So you messaged yesterday. You're like, can I get Tim? I'm like, done deal. I do love Tim in the chats. I do love, but it's nice to see the face. It's nice to see the face every now and then.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah. You're welcome. And I want to ask you, Tim, what's it like?
Yeah.
Watching The Floor with Angie every week, because she brags on this all the time. I'm watching The Floor with Tim. I'm going to be watching The Floor. No, she's not doing that, Tony. We're watching The Floor, done. Me and Tim. Floor watchers.
He's my buddy, man. We watch it every week.
It's a lot of fun. I get excited to watch it with her. The timing of this season throws me off a little bit, because Angie and I are both Central Time folks, and I got to put my kid to bed. It's 7 o'clock for us, where it's 8 o'clock for just about everybody else. So, and really, Angie and I could not watch The Floor together for the first half of the season, because I was coaching my kids' flag football team, and we didn't get done until after The Floor started. So I'm not going to jump in halfway and miss like everything, but I'm glad to be watching with Angie again, because you know that's what we do, and you know we kind of snark on the contestants occasionally, but mostly it's, oh, what would you do, what do you think he's going to do, what do you think she's going to do, and oh, I would have done great at this category, or I would have done horrible at this category. It's a lot of that, I think.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to bounce that off. It's like your interior monologue has an external, you know, listener, and you can bounce that around. And we're really, I think, pretty nice to the contestants. It's more a matter of like, what'd they do that for? And then thinking back and going, oh, yeah, well, maybe this and maybe that. It's kind of fun.
Well, I picked my son up at youth group at 8:15 Central Time. So we come home, I have YouTube TV, and I watch it already recorded, which is nice because we fast forward through commercials.
Very nice.
And my wife was watching it with us yesterday. She is a proclaimed hater of the floor. And I'm doing my move where I'm like guessing what they're going to. She goes, "You're so cute. You just like to try to guess everything before they show it." And I'm like, "That's what I like." She doesn't understand. But yeah, my 12-year-old loves watching it with me. So that's my partner.
Yeah, Tony, do you watch alone? Do you watch on Hulu next day? Do you catch up?
I watch alone an hour before we start recording.
There you go.
I'm just so busy.
And it's fresh. And it's fresh.
I think I finished the last episode at 8:50.
Well, you know, you it ain't no season like your own season. Am I right? I get it.
I just don't have time. Like, I literally cannot schedule to watch it. Well, and like, I mean, like, I would be able to watch it like the day before, but like, I don't have cable. So I'm just like waiting for the episode to come out on 2 a.m. And then
boom.
I don't have time until literally right before we record. So,
well, then it's fresh.
Power move. Power move. If she sets her alarm for 2 a.m., pops up.
Yeah.
Watches it and then goes back to
and
bed.
And then go back.
See, I should do that. That's floor dedication. That's next level. So tonight we've got 9 duels to get through, and some are going to take a little longer than others. We've got some interesting twists and turns and strategies. So I say we get to it and see what we all think. I know last week we left with Ashley. Ashley's one of my favorites. I'm telling you right now, she's like my sleeper victory girl of the season. I would not be surprised if she's in the finale, especially after this week.
Are you talking about this girl right here?
Ashley.
It's a smart play. All right.
My only goal was to make it past episode 1, to make it past the first week. And now I'm going back to my corner with a category that nobody wants. And I pine boost to give me that little extra cushion, a little extra fear for people to come for me. Everything has turned out exactly as I wanted.
That's right.
Maybe I am a witch.
That's her. Good job, Brad, about how you feel about Ashley, because I know you're the type of person that's like, go for the big piece. But like, she didn't go for the big piece. Instead, she like built up her little territory. And I think that was impressive in and of itself. I think she did the good play, a smart play.
Tony, I know you don't hear this a lot, but I agree with you.
Right.
I think what she did was, I was watching, I'm like, this is a power move here. She has created her own little area. She's in the Jeopardy area. What, David?
Yeah,
she's
David
in the
Madden
zone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and she's got the time boost now. And I would be way more scared to come after ancient Greece. Is ancient Greece?
Yep.
Ancient Rome.
Yeah, ancient Greece. Yeah.
Than I would Jonathan. And I'm going to talk about him. One, I need to ask you all this question. Tim, you were listening last week. Jeffrey claims you can't come on a podcast until you're done.
Yeah.
He said that last week.
Yeah. After you lose, yeah.
I don't believe that, because how in the world has Jonathan been on a podcast every week talking floor?
I've been thinking the same thing, Brad. I thought the same thing this week. I'm like, what's he doing on there? What's Serge doing on there? And I don't know if they got special permissions to host. It seems like something's going on there. I don't know. Maybe they're still trying to figure it out. Fox is trying to figure it out.
But how can they be fair and balanced if they got special privilege to host? They can't be fair. They're not going to be like me on here blasting anybody. Nope. So, I mean, like, I don't understand that. I don't think that's a real rule.
No.
I would love to ask Harley. You know what? I'm going to message Harley right now.
I think we should.
You know, I will say this. First of all, it's their season, and they have their own legal documentation that is completely separate from ours. And for us, you know, I read through the documents the day we got them, and then I pretty much forgot what it said. So, yeah.
Well, we have another question coming up for season 4, too. So if you can get Harley on there, I want to preempt a little bit, because Tim and I had some curiosity about the rules regarding time boosts, category swaps, and collecting future victories. And if you're getting on Instagram with Harley, you could ask her what the rule was with respect to winning using a time boost, and whether or not the victory when using the time boost counts toward your next run of 3. On our season, it did not, and you had to start your run of 3 over. But it looks like this season it does, because Jonathan's able to collect another category swap, in this case, using his time boost victory on his route to 3 in a row. So I'm just curious what that rule was this season, because I think that's an interesting distinction. But as far as Ashley goes, you know, Rob made the joke that she's kind of witchy. I think it's just interesting that it worked out so well for her to be where she was, and to know that she had that victory in defending witchcraft, And she only needed to take on Mark and then to go for Canadian Icons and build her little corner safety with a time boost as a shield. I think it's brilliant. That's why I think she's going to last the game. But let's while you're talking to Harley, let's talk a little bit about
Hart. Actually, I'm talking to Nikki a Bear.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're gonna.
She's gonna be on our show week 10.
Good. Then we're gonna definitely get some insight. What do you think?
But I'm asking her. She told me to ask her right now.
Awesome. What do you think about country music? By the way, Tony, you live in Nashville, baby.
I live in Nashville, yeah. But I'm sorry, that was this news fest for me. Some of them, I was like, I know some of these. I was surprised. But I mean, I knew Dolly. Dolly is the president of Nashville, if you didn't know
Dolly's
that.
Dolly's the queen.
Yeah, Dolly is the queen, yes. I knew Dolly. I knew Reba.
Yeah, another queen.
Yes. Other than that, I knew Brad Paisley because he went to my college, but.
Yeah, I think it was named the Country Music Star. And, yeah. You know.
Which we had that my season, named the Country Music Star. But I will say, like. I think they did a few more deep cuts my season than
I think the images around. Were better this season too. I remember last season thinking that does not look like Carrie Underwood. That does not look you know, this person.
They are doing better with the pictures.
Yeah, the celebrity pictures
would be blurry, upside down, a haircut they never had before. No, this time around it's a lot better. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, they took I appreciate production's choice of images. And nobody's face is blocked by the microphone.
Yes.
They're doing a good job. What do you know, Brad? Tell me what you learned.
The witch girl, is she on country music? I can't remember. She did country
music,
right? Ashley
did country music with Mark, and they had a pretty good battle back and forth. They just, you know, it ended up Mark drew a couple of passes, and the time, you know, got away from him.
Yeah, I want to say I feel like the floor in a lot of ways has evolved into Name the Celebrity.
Sure has. Yeah, definitely.
It's a lot of Name the Celebrity. Yeah,
Okay, so there is a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of there are a lot of categories which can be boiled down to it's a celebrity category that they have something to tie them together. Like season one, Simpsons celebrity voices, I think is what it was. It wasn't really anything about the Simpsons. It was celebrities who had been on the Simpsons, which is, you know, fair game. But you're gonna get that every season, right? And people want, I think, a mix of different stuff. You're gonna get a lot of pop culture. There's something for everybody. Not all 100 categories are gonna be good for me, but you know what? You better believe probably half to 2/3 of them are things that I identify with. Music, not so much, but a lot of other people enjoy it. So there's a lot of, you know, there's 100 categories, right? You can have 20 categories about some type of celebrity. You can have 20 categories about something academic. You can have like 5 or 10 sports categories. Like, you have a lot of those. So you're right. And maybe I think the message I'm trying to get at, because I'm kind of rambling a bit, is that when you see a category, don't necessarily get intimidated by what you think it is, because it may just be name a celebrity
say what you see on the screen,
like with phobias, which we'll see later
on. And you're right. We saw two categories.
I'm going to get to that.
Tony's going to get to that.
I'm going to get to that.
We did have two categories.
I have an answer.
Okay, what
guys,
we got?
From Nikki. She says, good question. I'm not 100% sure what the contract says, but I think you can be on before your episode airs, but they like it to be during it for clout. I said, we're surprised because past seasons we've gotten people still in the game. And she says, yeah, I don't think that's a real thing about not being allowed to be on a podcast.
Ooh,
so I think Jeffrey was mistaken.
Well, there's three people I heard that from. So I'm curious if they misunderstood or if they're just camera shy and they don't want any part of this. And that's fair.
Now, what
or
was your
maybe
question,
they're just,
Angie?
Like, just being precautious.
The question was about the time boost rule and the three in a row. Does winning with the time boost count toward your next series of three? Or you have to start your three in a row after you use the time boost?
No, it should count towards your next series of three.
It did not for our season, though. Because you have an advantage. So I think the idea was, like, you've used it. You have an advantage for a victory. Now you can plow ahead and get three additional victories. But to use an advantage to count toward a victory in your series of three.
But you still won the duel, though.
Yeah, I think it should, Angie.
It should. But
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that I believe the rules have shifted. Either that,
that
misunderstood
happened in your season where someone tried to play.
She said, of course, Angie.
Of course.
Winning, with a time boost does count towards your next three.
Now, see, that would...
We would have to look up our paperwork, which I don't have anymore.
But that means someone would have to play, what, six times in a row or something? Or
I'm not disagreeing. Seven, right? I actually think it's it's fine. Oh, it's just consistently speaking. That's not how most of us.
But you get the advantage because you played three times in a row. Mm-hmm.
You earned it.
So you earned it. Like, so it's just like it should count towards it.
Angie, I think you're thinking, maybe I'm wrong because I'm not in your brain, but there was a scenario where someone was up there twice this season, went back like a bonehead, and then immediately got called back up, and Rob was like, you know this doesn't count as your third consecutive, right?
That's
explicitly in there.
That's
legit. We knew that. We understood that. Yeah, that is true. That makes a lot of sense. You have to stay up there. You can't go back and then come back up. Yes. It's just, I think it's possible that that's always been the rule. But on our season, I believe we didn't understand it to be that way.
It's very likely that they changed things legally. There's,
oh my gosh,
you know, things changed every single season.
I think I remember because I went back with the time boost and then I came back up for, I think, anatomy. And then I did another duel. And then Rob said, okay, one more duel and you can get another time boost. And I decided to go back to the floor. So that would have counted. But I don't know. I'd have to
It's kind of a difference without a distinction at this point, right? Because it doesn't really matter if they're using a consistent policy throughout the season. It's just something that we noticed when we were watching. And I was like, hey, maybe somebody will have an answer. And it looks like maybe... we don't know for sure, and that's fine. Yeah.
As long as it's fair for their season, exactly. And our season's rules may have been different, and that's fine.
It's consistent. It's all fair within and consistent. The season.
Yeah,
true.
And I think those things are always going to get tweaked as each new mechanic gets entered into the game. They're going to have to figure out new ways of you know, making things fair and consistent throughout. So I think that's fun. That's part of the challenge is how does the game evolve? I would say at this point, Ashley's doing a great job.
Well, she did answer. So you want to hear her answer?
Yes.
She said, that was a big question and a back and forth with production, but I'm pretty sure the time boost round counted as one of the three.
Okay.
And then she says, also, hi, Angie, Tony, and Tim.
Hi.
And then I said, you should just log in for a few minutes and talk to us
now. She should. Our live chat, for real. She's already in the chat.
Just come on the show now and answer these questions.
Log in. Send her the link. Bring her in. That would be great. I'll say this, that I think Ashley's doing a great job, though, of really exploiting this particular bonus. And she says, you know what? It doesn't make any sense for me to go back without trying to take on Canadian icons, get that time boost, and stay in the corner. So she goes after Sadia. And Sadia, God bless her, I think she got assigned this category because she happens to be from Canada. And at this point, Tim and I were already anticipating who they might be. And again, this is, just as Tim mentioned, another celebrity category.
Yeah.
And these celebrities just happen to be Canadian. You know, if you're paying attention, I think most people knew most of those people, except poor Sadia, who sadly missed many. And much to Rob Lowe's chagrin, she let...
I'm sorry, Rob was showing his age. The ones that he was like, you missed this. Those were the only ones that I missed.
Yeah,
you don't know Neil Young?
Young? Neil Young. And,
I was like...
I would not have gotten Neil Young, but
I'm in the kitchen popping popcorn, half watching the Canadian one. And I'm like, that's Neil Young.
That's Neil Young, man. That's
he had such disdain for that, though.
Look, I didn't
listen to Harvest Moon, Tony. Tell me if you like it. That's one of his big hits. But so she takes that. She goes back. She says, I'm good. And, you know, she says she's going to let somebody else take out podcasts. And, of course, we see what comes up. And after Duel 3,
we do get one of the best lines from Rob.
Please.
And I really like this line.
I do not want to tangle with her.
Don't.
But somebody's going to have to.
That was what I said about my wife when I met her. I don't want to tangle with her, but someone's going to have to.
You took
so
one.
I suppose it's going to be this guy.
You took one for the team, man. I love that.
I did.
I love that. So, Rob had a lot of good lines last night. I think what ended up happening is after we had celebs who also are Canadian, Ashley goes back, and then we get that randomizer. And if anybody paid attention to the previews or paid attention to the tagline, right? Battle of the Besties. We knew that Serge was going to get randomized. He's an island in a sea of Jonathan, and he'll have no option but to take him on. And that's exactly what happens in duel number 3. Serge is randomized. He looks crestfallen. He's already basically crying. Jonathan looks sad. They both are pouting, and they get dragged up to the podium, and we know it's going to happen. And this is a moment where, again, it's celebrities who also happen to have podcasts. And so I think it was far less intimidating than I had thought it would be. And so I was actually kind of pleased. I wasn't as, I would say, intimidated as I thought. I don't know how you guys felt about podcasts. Was it what you hoped it would be?
It was a lot easier than I expected.
Tony and I called this last week.
Yeah.
Did we not, Tony? We were like, it's going to be celebrities.
Michelle Obama, like...
I didn't know she had a podcast. Sorry. I mean, that woman was so
amazing. It was celebrities that just so happened to have a podcast, literally named that celebrity. They didn't even show Alex Cooper or the name, the Call Her Daddy girl. They didn't show
her. They would call, I said that last week.
I know, because I was waiting for that. The only one that I saw that was like, I knew as a podcaster was Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Yes.
Like the rest, I mean, there were a few that like I just didn't know.
Yeah.
But like. The rest, Anna Faris, Michelle
Dax
Obama.
Shepherd. I knew like, Dax Shepherd. He's big.
Yeah,
in the
Dax
podcast.
Shepherd. I knew, yeah.
I did not know. Was it Bill Simmons, Tim? Who's that guy?
Yeah,
he's the one
I
passed.
Yeah, ESPN.
I don't like him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sports guy.
He passed over Sean.
Boy, when I looked at him, I swear he looked like Gavin Newsom from California. And I'm like, oh, that's Gavin Newsom. I'm like, no.
I think I said he Bill was like Simmons. Von like, Emmanuel from like Chicago's politician guy. He looked like a lot of people. He was like a doppelganger. But that one wasn't as scary. I think most people...
What was you going to say, Tony?
Go ahead.
Oh, I will say, if y'all, this was like a little Easter egg. I noticed this like a few episodes back, and I kept it in my mind. But the two people that won against podcasts, when Jonathan won that first 20K like a couple couple episodes back, the guy that he lost to came into like the
confessional
the briefing room or whatever.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, congratulations, man. Like, da da da. I'm like, that looks like a guy that just lost to Jonathan. I'm going to keep that in mind.
Oh.
That was like episodes back.
Wait, are you watching the...
Why would he just let him in his briefing room or whatever? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Tim and I thought that was weird.
Like,
It was Serge, right? They had a dual confessional, which I think that's the first time we've ever seen a dual confessional. They had it even before Jonathan got on the stage. So
that's what I'm saying, that they recorded that after the whole
the whole buddy thing was probably one take.
That's good, good catch. But we're kind of glossing over what I think was not very smart. And I don't look, I want to beat you. Tim, if I'm going against you, I like you. I consider you a friend of mine. I still would like to take you down. This part right here, this part really
I know
just,
what's coming.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going with it.
This part got me.
Do you need to do some housekeeping here? Are you going to use your time boost?
Well, Rob, if I'm being honest, I want to give Sergio a fair shot. I am not going to use the time boost.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, what?
And then some guy goes, That's so great.
See, it sounded like, oh, I'm being nice to my friend, but really, he didn't want to waste his time.
No, he didn't want to waste it yet.
If he used it, it would have been a waste.
That's 100%.
It would have been. And I've seen a waste of it.
In hindsight, it was a good move, but I don't think not omitting the time boost or not using the time boost is ever a good move. I don't think that that's like a gamble that you ever want to take.
No, I think you use it or you're, you know... Use it, not need it.
I would rather waste it than like not use it and then
lose.
How can he even tell you? You don't go home with an idol,
right?
Fred,
right?
You're a football guy. Yeah. It's like, why are you saving your timeouts to go in your pocket? You don't save your timeouts for the next day,
right?
They don't carry over, right, Tim?
Right.
Yeah, they don't carry over,
right?
No, so, it's and you're right, Tony. He wound up not needing it, and it turns out, I don't know that there's been a single time boost that's used that has come down to the 5 seconds, right? I think it's been close, like 10. Like when Danny used it against me, he still beat me by 15 seconds, so that didn't matter. But there's a little bit of confidence that you gain by having the extra 5 seconds. But you're right. You don't want to go home with a time boost in your pocket, thinking, could I have done something more?
No, not at all.
And you know, it's what happened.
Won, so
in the finale of season 3, Megan. She decided not to use her time boost on the trees duel, and she ended up losing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean,
our season.
I had it, and I used it in my own category of expertise. So I was in a similar position to Jonathan. And yet the whole time I kept thinking, how dumb would it be to have this get so close? And if only I'd used my time boost, I would have won. Like, I would have kicked myself about that for the end of time. And this way,
I would never let you live it down, Angie. I would bring it up every
you would, just every shot you got, you'd bring it up, wouldn't you?
And you know what she would say back to me, Tim? You know what she would say? She would say this right here.
I think podcasts are very boring. I do not listen to any podcasts.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. I would throw your own podcast under the bus. I will say this. I like Jonathan a lot. I don't know him well yet. I'd like to know him better. I know he and Serge said that they'd come on sometime with our pod, so that'll be a really good episode. I think he is a really good, genuine human. But there was a sense of there was an altruism in the edit that I think ultimately it was probably Serge telling Jonathan, bro, if it comes down to you and me, you know, I know nothing about podcasts. And yeah. I think it was clear he didn't. And Jonathan just knew that there's no reason he would try to waste it, because I think Serge got who did he get? And who was the first person? Podcast? Did he get Michelle?
He got Joe Rogan.
And then that was it. Yeah. It was passing all day.
Okay, But again, here's the thing. If first off, I want to say if I'm Tim, I'm going to say, or if I'm going to get Tim, I'm going to say, Tim, I'm gonna not use my time boost because I think I can beat you without my time boost. I'm not going to say, I'm going to make it a level playing field. I feel like that's pitying Tim, first off.
Yeah.
It's pitying Tim. It's showing Tim zero respect. Second, Serge, and if he comes on here, I want to ask him about this. Podcasts are easy to study. You just go top 50 pods on iTunes.
Yeah.
You can learn these guys in one night.
I think, honestly, it's down to what celebrities do you know? Because I didn't know that half of these celebrities had podcasts.
I didn't either. I knew the celebrities more than I knew their podcasts.
So it's like, do you know celebrities or do you not know celebrities? That's it.
So you need to know the rule is you need to know celebrities to go on the floor.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Pretty much 100%.
You got to be a pop culture person.
You do. I think you do. I don't think you have a chance if you're not. Unless you're capable of isolating an academic category, intimidating the crap out of everyone so that nobody comes at you till the end, and you're lucky enough to draw another academic category in the final, I don't know how you could last without knowing anything about pop culture. I just don't
see. Well, that's what makes The Witch so good, right? Because she's sitting on a category like Keelan.
Oh yeah,
she's like sitting on the Keelan category.
Ancient Greece.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would not want to go up against ancient Greece. The only person that would want to do that is David.
Yep.
He would go up against Angie Greaves and be like, I got this, bro.
Yep. For sure. Well, we know she's pretty safe for a while. It looks that way, obviously, as once the randomizer is taken up again. And she seems like she's holding her own. So I think we're going to see her for a while. We end up getting duel four again now. At this point, Jonathan has beaten Serge. He's like, well, heck, you know, either I've got to just keep going, or I just go back to the floor with toys and somebody's going to pick me off. So let's keep going. He wants to get another time boost or a category swap. So that's what he decides to do. And he goes for Latasha and phobias. And Tony, I have a feeling you got a bone to pick with phobias.
I really do. I'm putting myself in season four shoes. I'm just imagining seeing phobia. Okay, I'm next to phobia. Let me study phobias. Okay, arachnophobia, aerophobia, thisophobia. I'm learning all of the Latin prefixes. And now it's just guess the thing.
Yeah, it's name the
it's
thing
just
you
guess
see.
The thing. And I Again. Get it. Like, that's the floor. But it's like, if it's going to be phobias, I'm expecting to study phobias. Yes. I'm not studying things. Yes. Like, that's why they finished that category.
100%. Oh. It was common things that also happened to be phobias. It wasn't like you didn't have to know any this? Latin whatsoever.
Books. Women.
For the first time in floor history, you guys were so good, we ran out of categories.
I love how the lady is so excited, even though she lost. She's like, oh my gosh.
I know.
At least she got to be a part of history.
Yeah. Although I'm going to give props to production for doing so well on images this season. And they're doing well across the board. But there are more phobias than they showed. And obviously, there's like significantly more phobias. I think they could have maybe thrown a few more in just to make sure. I think mathematically speaking, they should just aim to have 60 to 70 just so they can cover. But it was kind of an exciting thing to see something new happen, seeing something break the floor. And it does make the time boost more significant because Tim and I were talking about the rule that if you do run out of categories, it's the person with the most time on the clock who wins.
Yeah.
And if you're using a time boost, that is absolutely a good strategy to use in a category that's likely going to be a speed duel like this one was. So,
but can I say my 12-year-old said to me, Dad, that has to be the dumbest category I've ever... Like, morons can guess that stuff, right? Like, you just look at spiders. Okay.
Well,
I mean, it was so easy, Tim. That's why they finished it. It was so easy.
And, like,
it was the easiest category I've ever seen on the floor.
And also, I do, like, sometimes, like, certain categories, I'm just like, okay, how are they going to, like... How are they going to show this so that way, like, anybody at home can play?
Right.
And so sometimes they do have to dumb it down, and I get that, and I'm all for that. But I feel like this would have been a good, like, mid-level range category for people at home to play.
Yes.
People know arachnophobia, like, you know, like, the or aerophobia,
claustrophobia,
whatever. Like, yeah, exactly. People know, like, the first five, and I think, I feel like that was a good difficulty level to just name the phobia instead of name the thing.
Or what if they did the phobia with, like, movie posters? So, like, arachnophobia is the movie, but you don't see the name. Sleeping is movies where you don't want to go to bed at night.
Or, like, snakes on a plane.
Yeah, snakes. Yeah, like, oh, like, that would have been at least a little more interesting.
And more pop culture. And more.
When you show a picture of a snake, an 8-year-old can go, snake, and you know that,
right? Oh,
dude,
because you could have, like, a bone in the
That's why I like it.
Yeah, I like
that. Yeah, you're right.
This is one of the reasons This is one of the reasons I like the show. It's because it's not all European geography or all ancient Greece or even ancient Egypt or constellations or paintings on our season, which was, I think,
that was
pretty
really
difficult.
And our
chat, that was so hard, Tim.
Really
our chat saying it, right? Our chat saying, hey, that's floor categories in a nutshell. And that's true. And I like that there are some categories that are, you know, accessible to my 6-year-old who knows tools. And, like, I had no idea what Lisa Frank was. But it's identify the picture, basically what that is. I had a chance. Tablescapes. I'm like, what is that? I have no idea. It's identify the thing.
I'm
okay with that.
But I think for those categories, like kitchen items, okay, yeah, identify the thing. Or smoothies, identify the thing. Like, I get that. But, like, phobias, I feel like with that, they should take just a step further.
Yeah.
But I think it would have been, I was really, like, excited to see, or, like, really tickled to see, like, people being like, sleepophobia, bookophobia,
nomophobia. Yeah.
Like, just like,
that would have been so awesome.
I was excited to see that. But then I was like, oh, dang, it's just named the thing.
I think
it wasn't there
been...
a phobia for throwing up? Is there a phobia for throwing up?
Yeah, I have friends that have that.
Yeah, it's
emetophobia.
Ismisiphobia, I think.
Anectophobia.
I had that when I was pregnant.
So I looked over to my 12-year-old and I said, bro, do you think there's a phobia for taking a dump?
Yeah, there is.
He said, I'm sure there is.
There totally is. I don't know the name of it, but...
What? People get scared when they go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Or maybe they just stop themselves from doing it. I don't know what they got to do to...
It's a control. It's a fear of loss of control. But honestly, if there's a fear of
colors,
there's a fear
of
everything.
Yeah, fear of color. Some of them I was like, people actually scared of that?
I think they could have known
it. Like, how are you scared of colors?
It's right.
It's...
You just open your eyes and
the phobia suffix is a little bit more than just fear of. They usually, when I learned about this in etymology class at sophomore English, it was more of a irrational fear of something.
Yeah.
So
it is. It is something that interferes with your daily life, which makes it, you know, a diagnosis. I think they could have called it fears, or common fears could have been the category instead of phobias. And that would have eliminated the need to know the Latin and just name the picture of the things people are commonly afraid of, which is really what the category became, as opposed to the more
academic.
Yeah,
at first, but then it was like things that, like, people aren't really, like, I feel like it was like some things that are pretty niche that, like, I don't know, not a lot of people are afraid of.
Yeah.
But I think if they just kept it, like, literally just generic, like the bibliophobia, like a fear of books.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, I can't even imagine what that...
Who's afraid of books? There is a fear of pooping. It's called coprophobia.
There you go, bro.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, these people fear they're going to poop themselves in public.
Oh, yeah, that's a real beer.
I'm surprised they still hold it in.
I'm guilty of that, by the way. I've had that happen.
Well, as we know, shat happens. So, dual fries.
Tony's like, oh, my gosh.
Brad's happened.
You judged me in your mind, Tony. You did.
I'm in my mind and out loud. That's crazy.
I have no shame.
That's happened to me before, but I was like,
you know, it happens. Everybody poops. There's a book. There's a great book called Everybody Poops. It's awesome. I will say this, that Jonathan has Mattel toys. We can't forget that. He's got a category that is probably one of the most generic common knowledge categories to have on the floor. And I think he knows that without any leverage, he's likely going to, you know, meet some real challenges. So he keeps going. He wants to get a time boost or a category swap. So he takes on Andrea in Disney animation. And this is where I turned it over to Tim, because I was like, Tim, I got nothing here. Yeah, I've watched some Disney movies. I know some Disney, but Tim's a Disney master. He may not look like your typical Disney boss.
Like literally wearing a Disney shirt, see? Disneyland shirt right now.
Yeah, he pretty much ran that. Yeah. How did you guys feel about Disney animation?
So this one was like, okay, I think I did pretty well on it, but what kind of like threw me off a little bit was like the fact that they're posters. And before every category, I kind of like think to myself, okay, how would I study this? Like, how would I go about this? And when it comes to like things like movies or like animation, stuff like that, I usually like Google the movie and then I find like the third or fourth picture on Google Images. I don't go for the poster.
Right.
And so I think just like initially just seeing the poster would throw me off.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing that I thought of when I saw the duel.
The posters were different and kind of old school. If you didn't grow up in the land of Betamax and Blockbuster, there are a bunch of those that you've probably never seen before, you know, just looking at those. Yeah, I agree. It was something that threw people off. And I also think it made it different. I liked that there was a mix of old school with things like Bambi and then obviously later things like, you know, Zootopia. I think it was a really good mix.
I knew Fantasia. I was there.
There you go. There you go. Well, Tim got all, I think. I think you may have struggled over like one.
I did not recognize Bambi before he answered it right.
And that James and the Giant Peach. I didn't get that one either.
I didn't know that was a Disney movie.
I didn't either. Who knew?
Yeah.
There was one.
I never heard of the movie.
It was one with the mouse or something. What was it? Not Mickey Mouse. I know. But it was one I didn't get that I was like, man, that's an old school pull. Camelot or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oliver. Is it Oliver and Company?
That's it. I don't know that movie.
I've heard of Oliver and Company, but like I didn't recognize it until they said it.
Yeah. There were some older ones and there were some cool ones like Bolt. I have to say Bolt is a movie my kid wanted.
I got that one.
Miley Cyrus, fun fact, was the voice of Penny in Bolt.
It's a
great, great movie. I think John Travolta actually played the voice of Bolt the dog. So it's a good one. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. So anyway, Jonathan grabs the victory, right? And we're thinking, okay, so he's going to go for time boost because obviously toys is going to be a speed round. He realizes that if he's up against somebody who's faster than him, he might need extra time. But instead, he's like, oh, no, I'm going to go for the intimidation route again. He knew that podcasters held people off for a little bit. He's thinking, let's find something else he knows. He goes for category swap and takes book adaptations. Now, he's a screenwriter. This makes perfect sense for him. I don't know how long he'll be able to hold it, but that's what he chose to do. And then he goes back to the floor with it. What do you think of that move, guys?
I think he knows he's a target. He knows people are coming after him. I think you're right, Angie. He knows that Mattel Toys is something that a lot more people are probably more familiar with than what he took. So he swaps out to a cat. He's choosing what he's going to defend with.
Yeah.
I think that's it's a move that he is good at, probably an expert. He says he's the best one on the floor, which is very likely to be true. And he's basically defining how people are going to come at him. So
yeah, he wants to prove what I think he's doing.
Yeah, he said he wants to do a lot too. Do you all know how many times he's dueled?
How many duels he's had so far? Oh, do we know?
Yeah,
I can look it up on Wikipedia. I would guess it's like he's had two time boosts.
I still don't put him in Brian level yet. He's not in Brian level.
I think he's better than Brian.
See, here's the problem with so. Brian has won more money and may at the end of the day win more money than any of the people who didn't win. But I look at him and I don't know. Okay, so here's the full disclosure. Jonathan is what I like to call my floor twin. He's got the same square that I did. So I was rooting for him from the beginning. So every time he wins, I'm like, yeah, dude, go. And after the first win, I said, you know what, man, good luck, because I know you're going to be a target as the whale. And he's like, yeah, we'll see what happens. And of course, he already knows that he's won two extra episodes, right? So, but people haven't come after him, and he's proven to be, you know, very good at what he's doing. So should I say that he's better than Brian? I'd have to look at the stats, but my biased nature for my floor twin says yes. Brian is very good. And it just felt like at certain times that I felt like people didn't have the chance to take a shot at him. And Tony would probably remember this a little bit better.
I would say, I would say Brian played a really good defense. So mm-hmm. he was the whale. He was constantly targeted. And when he was targeted, he was able to win.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan actually, like, he does both.
Yeah.
He can play good defense, and he also was trying to get a time. The fact that he's trying to get a time boost or a category steal while he has the biggest whale on the whole floor, like, that's crazy to me. That's incredibly risky, and the fact that he's able to pull it off is very impressive to me.
I think when I he's think good. Of who's the very better good. Player, there's different metrics here, but I would just put them head different to metrics. Head. And I'm like, if they're going head to head, my money's on Jonathan to win. I just think he has more.
There's no way he wins.
There was no way that Brian was going to win. Yeah. I don't think with that big of a
I don't think he can hang on until the very end. But I think if
have we ever agreed on something twice on an episode? I'm in Tony's corner tonight, man.
It's kind of also get a rim.
I will want to say this because this is something Angie and I talked about last night. Is I'm very impressed with the gameplay, but I'm also thinking, you know what? If, like, they've got more options than we did on seasons 2 and 3, and even for season 1, where they didn't have a time boost at all. So strategies are different, and I would have loved to have played in a season 4 or whatever they're coming up with in season 5 just because the game evolves. And unfortunately, we had our one season, and that was it. And I had two duels, and that was it. And I'm like, well, that kind of sucks because I wasn't able to show America how smart I think I am, at least, whereas you guys all did. So that was fantastic. But, yeah, I think they've got more options, and it's really showing what people's strategies can be, because I just love watching it between, I think her name was also Ashley from California, who took the first category steal and took it from Aaron. Earlier in the season. Yeah,
it feels like it was so long ago, the Aaron.
I know.
Sweep. It feels like another season, doesn't it? Well, at this point, Jonathan has his category swap. He takes book adaptation. He goes back to the floor. People are a little nervous, but hey.
Wait, that guy was ticked, by the way, that they took book. He was ticked.
Yeah, but thankfully.
He did not like it.
At a minimum, he got toys, right? It's not like he got dumped with something he couldn't possibly know. It could be worse. But yeah, no, he was seemingly upset. I'd love to see him challenge Jonathan in book adaptations and really see who knows more. I guess we'll find out what happens. We end up with a randomizer. We get Julie from North Dakota, who happens to be a kindergarten teacher, if I remember. And she takes on Johnny, who has famous teachers. Lo and behold, it happens to be not just celebrities who are also teachers, but characters on television shows who are teachers. And I actually love this category because
it was so hard. It was so hard.
Yeah,
it was so
It's not named the celebrity. It's not named the show. It's named the character. There's three levels of recognition that I think a player has to zip through. And I thought that was really challenging in an awesome way. So kudos to production for flexing that one. I liked it quite a bit. Were any of those teachers unfamiliar to you folks?
Like
any of
most
them tough?
Of them. I thought they were going to do like Bill Nye, like real people.
Like real teachers, but then like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. There was not a lot of like famous, well-known like teachers that like most people would be able to recognize.
Like Einstein,
I thought it was a good category,
Sullivan,
but it was just like from a studying perspective, I'm like, oh gosh, I probably would have flunked this.
I have a feeling that in their study sheets, it likely said famous teachers on television or movies. I have a feeling they would have had an aside of that kind, because otherwise you're really looking. You could put Barack Obama. You know, he was a law professor.
Yeah, like
you could put
celebrities that just so happened to have
celebrities that happened to have been teachers.
Tony's not going to get this, but you both will. Like when I saw Michelle Pfeiffer, I'm like, Gangster's Paradise, Dangerous Minds.
Dude,
I knew that. I didn't know the teacher's name, but I'm like, Dangerous Minds.
I didn't know the name.
Coolio.
I was the same way with the karate. I was like, oh, Karate Kid.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, wait, no. Mr. Miyagi.
Park.
But yeah, you had to go a few levels. Walter White, Breaking Bad, you know, again, though, you were going Breaking Bad, Walter White, you know, or you're going Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, Walter White. Like, which answer do we need here? I thought that was really challenging. And Johnny apparently did too, because he didn't do too well. I don't know if Julie won that as much as Johnny lost it. I think that's also kind of splitting hairs, but much like Serge passed quite a bit in Podcasters, I think Johnny passed quite a bit in Famous Teachers. And so we just kind of got a little bit of a womp womp, which was unfortunate. Is he the one who called Rob Soda Pop, though? Remind me, but I think was somebody he? Called him Soda Pop.
He might have, yeah.
Oh, I think, that was his name
in the Outsiders.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yes. So that guy was really bothering me because he kept on like passing on like ones that I even knew. But then there was a point where like he's like his timer is going all the way down and she has like a lot of time left. And then he keeps freezing. And then it goes back to her and then she like passes a couple times. I'm like, I literally say out loud, I'm like, you better not lose to this dud. No offense to that man. No offense to that man. But it was frustrating to me how he couldn't pass. I was like, please pass, just pass, just pass. And he wasn't doing it. I was like, I swear if she loses to him, I'm going to be so mad. That was too close of a game towards the end.
Yeah.
I can't even remember who he was. So I'm like totally out on this.
It really was. It really was. Like you're saying, very close. And you're right. There were moments I think Tim's like, oh, he forgot it's his turn. Oh, he forgot it's his turn. I'm like, he forgot it's his turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of a womp womp. I loved the category. It would have been fun to see it go deeper. But I don't think either contestant was particularly on point. It was just a matter of who passed fewer than the other person. So after that, Julie goes back to the floor. She's like, I'm done. We end up with duel 7. And this is when we get Emily, crime-fighting duos, which I can't wait for that category. I'm so excited. I think that's going to be really fun and creative, too. And she takes on Jasmine and energy drinks. Now, the interwebs are all a flutter about defining an energy drink. Nobody's happy that Snapple was on there. Honestly, we're talking about drinks that give you a boost. And I know that they're going to run out of drinks like Red Bull and Monster. So I think they had to naturally expand that category. What did you guys think of that one?
I personally was so excited for that category because I do like energy drinks. But I felt like, okay, I thought it was going to be similar to the water bottle duel I did. And so, but I think what helped me a lot was like the shape of the water as well, like the shape of the bottle, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like with a lot of these cans, it was just like, it would just be a random blue can, like Prime. It was just a green can. And like Prime has like different colors. So
it does, like blue and red,
It was really, I didn't do as well as I thought I would. And then it was showing different teas. I was like, oh, y'all were just caffeinated. I was thinking they were going to put up like Coca-Cola on there or something.
Couldn't they put Mountain Dew at this point? I was thinking
literally any caffeinated beverage.
Or the coffee.
I reviewed tea as an energy drink. Have you, Tim?
Yeah.
No?
I mean, no, it's like coffee, right? Coffee and tea are technically actually, it doesn't. It makes you feel less tired. It makes you feel that way, even though you're actually just, it fools your body is what it is. The point being is, no, I would not have expected that. And there it is. I'm like, oh, Arizona iced tea. Okay, I guess they're going that way now.
Yeah, I got to say, if you're a kid who grew up in the 90s, you would have wanted to see Jolt. Up there, that's what we all drank to get through finals. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, Four Loko, Angie. There's Four Loko.
I know Four Loko.
Four Loko?
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the energy in it anymore.
Oh,
yeah, right. Four Loko
different.
Makes you crazy. But really, the big ones are what? 5-Hour Energy, Celsius.
Monster.
Red Bull. And then it gets like, you know, you're like, okay.
I'm surprised I didn't see my fave Alani on there. That's my fave. I love
Alani. They didn't have Alani on there. You're right.
No, they didn't. And I'm like,
the Midwestern bubbler.
Iced tea.
Tim.
Oh, man.
And all of that before going to Alani?
Yeah. Hey, Brad.
Tim, you know the bubbler, right, Tim? You know the bubbler.
If we're looking,
I do.
If we're looking for a sponsorship, I think you should reach out to Alani. Brad, show them this clip. I mean, we all about
that. Let's do that.
Bring it. All right. So Jasmine decides to stay. She goes, oh, yeah, I got to do that crime fighting duos. I'm in no position to defend that. She says, let's keep going. And she takes on Mr. Frank. Now, Frank. We like Frank. Frank's an English teacher. Got to give a shout out to Frank. He's my buddy. This was Terms of Endearment. And of course, my mind went to the old film from the 80s. But of course, now I realize it was just going to be things like Cutie Pie and Sweetie. Now, Tim and I, we surmised that it might have had more of a symbolic riddle type situation. And I know, what did you think, Tony?
I thought it was going to be like blah, blah, blank, blah,
right.
blah. Yeah. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Like a rebus puzzle or something is what we thought. But it ended up being, again, named the thing you see. And okay. I mean, it was what it was, I suppose.
Some of them were a little bit difficult. Like I didn't know sugar plum. I didn't
Or the sweet pea. Yeah.
I don't know what chickadee.
Flower.
Yeah. I didn't know that either, Tim. I'm like,
I wasn't in the zone. I think if I knew I was studying flowers and going up to identify flowers, I might have thought, okay, sweet pea, buttercup. But I'm just going flower at this point. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I've heard people say, hey, my petal, my little flower. Like, but nope, that's not what they wanted. And then they wanted chickadee. It's like, okay. It was interesting. I thought it could have been a little more interesting. I think like a puzzle or like images, kind of like emoji, combinations could have been fun. But whatever, it was cute. It was a cutesy category. Frank wins. He says, oh, I'm going back. He does. And so we finally get our final duel of the night. This is the moment everybody holds their breath. They're figuring out if Jonathan's going to walk away with more money or if he's going to go back up on the podium. And it turns out that Haley from Louisiana, who has fishing, is not adjacent to Jonathan. Jonathan's free and clear. He gets money again, and Haley goes for Ben, and she tackles Ben in junk in the trunk. And
wait, okay, so you're talking about this lady right here? Hold on.
What is junk in the trunk? What is it even gonna be?
Everyone around me is studying so hardcore, but I've seen the best studiers here go out on their first battle, and
so
I'm not wasting my brain cells doing all that. It's too much information.
Oh, she's so sweet.
And
I was really hoping.
Yeah,
I was really hoping it would be celebrity butts, but it wasn't. That
would have been so funny. Oh, that's J-Lo. I got it, man. I know some butts.
We're just like, it's like Kardashian. Kardashian.
BBL. Like, what do I got to study?
Right? That was pretty funny. We kind of realized it was going to be a lot like junk drawer items, just what's in the back of your, what's in the boot of your car, right? So I don't think anything was too odd. It was a little weird that Ben didn't recognize a stroller. I think even if you aren't a parent.
Even
my wife was like, that's a stroller!
I know. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. Any other image that was challenging in that? Do y'all remember? It went
like the air compressor? Was that
they call it a tire inflator. I wonder if they would have accepted.
Yeah, and then like a vacuum cleaner, but that was a car handheld vacuum cleaner that they wanted. I was like, ooh, that seems a little specific.
That was a little too.
Were you saying Dirt Devil? Because I was going Dirt Devil,
I said
Dirt
Devil.
I think Angie said that.
Yeah, Dirt Devil.
But yeah, but that's a brand. I can see that not being accepted because, well, I don't know.
That one, I thought that was
cool. That's what you know it as, right? You're like, look at you. That was a Dirt Devil.
That was a tricky one.
It seemed tough. It seemed like tough for that, for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you guys, what do you think about her philosophy of, I'm not studying, I've seen people study and lose? I think that's a dumb philosophy, honestly.
So, some people had that. Like, there was a lot of people. Okay, so there was like probably two camps of people on my season. I feel like maybe you guys could agree. There was the people that were like, I'm here to win. I'm here to play. I'm here to win. And the people that were like, free trip to Ireland. I'm just here to have fun. I'm just here to make friends. If I win something, then I win something. That's fine. And I think she was on the latter.
I think I would agree with that. I would say there's also maybe a third. I would put myself in the third category. Maybe it's a hybrid where I studied like crazy before the trip. And then once I got there, I was like, I know what I know, and let's just see how it plays out. So in that sense, I kind of did both. I studied really hard, but then when I got there, I was like, I'm going to miss out on meeting some really cool people if I just hang out in my hotel room and, you know, go through flashcards or something. So I did
that. That was me. I didn't sleep. And that's not an exaggeration. Like, I did not sleep. I took like maybe like hour and a half naps, and then I would study throughout the whole night and then walk downstairs for breakfast.
And then drink Celsius and Monster to get you through.
No, literally. That's why I love energy drinks so much. They got me that far. So I just, So I wish I had a little bit more of a balance, like Angie, like still wanting to play, but at the same time still wanting to, but I still, you know, made really great connections and everything.
You did.
But I'm
did.
I did not have to kill myself for all
you
that.
You really did. I think you struck a good balance and was right for you. I think everybody's there for their own reason. And if her reason was to say, hey, I don't need to study that much, then so be it. And also, that could also
Nicole says she was a last minute addition, Angie.
She was.
Ooh, so, that changes a lot. Yeah.
I don't understand that. What does that mean? Why does that change a lot?
I think that changes the fact that you didn't know the categories ahead of time. You didn't even know that you were going to play. You're not sitting there thinking about the game. You're thinking, I don't know what you're thinking, right? But you may not be actively studying because it may all be for naught, right? And, you know, I think studying, it was weird because for me, at first, I was like, yeah, I'm going to study, I'm going to win. And then, you know, I didn't play for several episodes, right? So everything that I was studying was going by the wayside. So it was basically wasted time. I'm like, well, okay, cool. Like, am I going to keep doing this or am I going to start meeting people? Like after that first night where I was just super exhausted and went right to bed, the next few nights I went in and I started talking to people. I started meeting folks and stuff. So
I think too, Tim,
but yeah,
I was just going to say, I think you're right that there are people who maybe would have spent their time differently, but I also think it's a social game, not as much as something like Traitors or Survivor, but you getting to know your fellow contestants, spending time with them, figuring out who really knows their category, who was assigned their category, who's there to get more influencers, who's there to win more money. I mean, that's studying too. I mean, I was there to make friends.
Sure.
But along the way, you learn stuff about people. And I think that Ashley's probably somebody who was able to like get to know people pretty well. But I think her lack of studying, it could have caught up with her. I don't know. I mean, drunk in the trunk was a close duel. She did fine.
I'll say one more thing about that. And I think it's that, you know, as you're a teacher, I'm a teacher. We know that cramming the night before an exam isn't necessarily the best strategy. So maybe you just don't do it and you just go in with, hey, I know what I know, which is Dan, who might have been the smartest person on our season.
I will say, it's
like,
not the best.
I just know what I know.
I will say, even though I shouldn't, I'm not a teacher. As somebody who loves to cram, like, when I came on the floor, I was literally like a month. I just finished undergrad. I know how to cram. So that was just, that's what I'm known for. And the fact that it's like you binge all this information and then you just purge it out really, really fast. Like water bottle brands, I knew like Dasani and Aquafina and that's it. And I just study really hard, just went through all my flashcards overnight and I just purged information. And then when I watched it 6 months later, I was like, I don't even remember half of these water bottle brands.
Yeah.
So for retaining information and knowing information, it's not, no, I wouldn't recommend it. But for a show like The Floor, it worked.
Fair.
I did what I had to do.
Fair.
I'm gonna drop a little plug in here. You brought up Traitors. Heidi from season 44 Survivor and I are going to be recapping every episode of the new season of Traitors on the Hopecast Network.
Oh, I love it. I've never watched Traitors before, but I'm looking at the cast. So I'm like, I might have to be.
Hey, my friend Ian is on it this season. My friend Ian from Big Brother from back in the day. Ian Perry.
Yeah, so if you're a Traitor fan and you want to hear episode recaps, come back to the Hopecast Network and you can hear Heidi from season 44 of Survivor and I talk about Traitors because we
jealous.
Both love that show.
I'm jealous. If you need a guest spot, I'm available. I love that show.
We might bring you on.
I love it. Well,
Tony.
I think that's
Tony,
a great
you
way
need to start
end
watching it.
Plug in. I do. I need to start. Should I like watch past seasons and then
just watch this season.
You can just watch it.
Okay,
it's the same concept.
But Nicole says someone got sick.
Oh, that's why she was a replacement.
She was
which I feel like is a sad opportunity. I would hate if I got a chance to go on the floor and I get the craps and I can't show up on the set. That's what I would hate.
Yeah.
Well, they.
Yeah.
But then again, Tim, she was a plug-in, but she's been there now for seven episodes.
Yeah, she has time to catch up for sure.
She has time to study.
Sure.
And if my wife sent me to Ireland and I used it as an excuse for a vacay and I didn't try to win the money, she'd be like, Brad, I don't like you going over there and not studying. You need to be studying, Brad. That's what I would hear when I got home. I don't think I want
to
hear that.
Ashley might be single and ready to mingle. She may have had no obligations to anyone but herself. So I think, hey, it was a good way to end it. It was a pretty close battle. And we got a little sneak peek of the episode that's going to be on 2 weeks from now.
I didn't watch the sneak peek, Angie. You know my thoughts on the sneak peek.
I know you don't love
too much away.
But it was a very small sneak peek and not a lot was revealed. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't blown away by it. So I think we're all going to be pretty surprised.
Oh, yeah. 2 weeks because of Thanksgiving. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, it won't be on Thanksgiving week. It'll be the following Thursday, which is when we will recap that next. It'll be the following Wednesday. Excuse me. And we'll recap that Thursday.
Is that episode 10? I can't remember. Is that episode 10?
That'll be episode 9.
It should be 9.
So we're not getting Nicole that episode. We're getting her the following episode.
Yeah, it'll be 9, then 10. And then the finale is a double whammy. So We're getting
my gosh.
Wait, do we only have three episodes left?
That's it, my friend. Three.
Three.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I can't.
We need to go. We need to have a finale episode with some. With you know, Tim needs to be on the finale.
Yeah,
episode.
We'll have some very special guests. Tim, you are welcome back for sure.
Let's bring Brian from season three. Let's bring Keelan from season two. Let's bring Jacqueline from season one.
Yeah,
I'll do it. Well, I think it's not memorable.
Do you have enough? Can we bring your husband? What's his name? The young kid. Can we bring your husband on?
I'm not even going to dignify that with his name, Bradley. Oh, Andrew, if you're listening, I am so sorry. This guy
Andrew, yes, Andrew. Andrew.
Oh shoot, I did. Okay, well, no.
Can we get who was that? Keelan. I'd love to have Keelan on.
Sure.
Hey, let's have Keelan.
I'd love to have Keelan.
We can get anybody, man. That's the thing. People, we're a good pod. People like us. We don't roast them. They're more than happy and willing.
I roast them, Angie.
The rest of us cushion the blows. It'll be all right. We'll take care of it. But thanks, everybody, for joining us. Tune in, not next week, but the following week after The Floor. That Thursday, we will recap episode 9. Thanks again. Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
everyone.